To get a sense of how the recall is playing around California, we turn to three newspapers from around the state. First, to Los Angeles and Pilar Marrero. She's political editor and columnist of La Opinión, a Spanish-language daily in Southern California. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk first about the candidacy of the lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante. That must be a big story for your audience.
It was, for us, the biggest story yesterday. Obviously, it attracted our attention because he's a Latino, he's a high-ranking official. He was the first Latino speaker of the California Assembly, and then he was the first lieutenant governor of a statewide official, and now he may have a shot at the governor's seat.
Are you getting a sense from folks writing in, calling into the paper, of how they're viewing this recall campaign?
I think, like everybody else, people are kind of confused by it and even, you know, joking about it. But people are also worried about the state and about the state of schools and about shrinking budgets and health clinics closing in the working class community. So I guess when we have the final list of candidates, people will be looking at somebody whose message or image is attracted to them. And I think talking to different analysts yesterday, people think that the Bustamante candidacy could energize the Latinos to come out because people would see this as a historic opportunity to elect the first Latino governor since 1875. But that was in, you know, old history. This is modern history in California, and we've never had a Latino governor. So I think people would be looking at the historical impact of this.
Well, I guess the headline of your story in today's paper reflects some of this confusion. I'm translating loosely here. It seems to say the fight for the governorship gets more complicated.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially for Davis, because now he's looking at some Democratic challengers. And he was relying big time on the Latino vote because, according to polls, Latinos have been very loyal to the Democratic Party. But if you have a Latino Democrat in the ballot to succeed him, that may put the governor in a difficult position.
Well, Pilar Marrero, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Pilar Marrero is political editor and columnist with La Opinión in Los Angeles.